Whoever thought when the coronavirus pandemic began, this would be our lives 1 year later? This is Lisa Berry, and we've strived to keep you in touch with the so-called frontline workers to keep you informed and aware of the pandemic and the local impact. And we've been grateful to share the insight and expertise of Michigan Medicine infectious disease specialist Dr. Payal Patel, who joins us again now here on 89.1 WEMU. Trust you're holding up okay?
Yes, definitely. Nice to talk to you again, Lisa.
Do you remember the date when everything at Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor changed and everyone realized how huge of an impact this virus was going to have on our lives?
Yeah, I remember it really clearly. I had just been coming back from maternity leave about 1 year ago, and I was actually in Washington, D.C. That was the last time I flew anywhere. I had flown to Washington, D.C. to talk to Congress about antimicrobial resistance. And as we were there in Washington, D.C., some of the reports started coming out about some of the first cases that we were seeing in the United States. And I remember I was with a lot of other infectious disease doctors and just lots of thoughts kind of running through our head. And it's hard to believe that that was 1 year ago. Coming back, you know, we were here at the University of Michigan. People were really, really, you know, knew that things were coming, so things were stressful. Lots of plans were being made, and I think there's been a lot of lessons learned in the last year.
Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah, you know, I think everyone would agree that it's never a good idea to underestimate how important public health is. I think that is a really important lesson that comes out of this. You don't want to underfund public health, because that has been at the end of this all, kind of the cornerstone of trying to prevent spread of infection.
Right. We've been hearing about that public health was undervalued and underfunded. And do you think it will improve moving forward based on what we've experienced this past year?
I hope so. I really do hope so, because I think that there's been a number of lessons learned. I would say one of those is, as we learn new things about things like viruses, I think it's important for the public as well as doctors and public health professionals to remember that we have to kind of stay flexible. Some advice that we give early on when we know less about the virus may change. And so we have to be better about communicating. And the other thing I would say is, you know, some of the things that you can put into place nationally, locally, internationally for public health can really help, because we know in infectious diseases, we think this could happen again. I mean, I think it's inevitable that it could happen again. So we got to be prepared better for the next time.
I think this says a lot about me and my level of patience or lack of patience. I've been asking this question since about a month into the pandemic, and here we are a year later. Any end in sight?
Yes, I do think so. I think that it would be naive to think the end is here. But I'm really encouraged by how quickly we were able to get numerous effective vaccines out to people. So we're making headway. It's slower than I think any of us want, but we are definitely making headway to getting more and more people vaccinated.
Let's talk about those vaccines, the newest one coming from Johnson & Johnson, and hearing that its efficiency rate is a lower percentage than the other two. Is that the way to look at it? Is it just as effective, or how would you break that down for us?
Okay, so here is the scoop. All of the vaccines have done a great job of reducing the chances that you'll get sick enough with COVID that you would have to go to the hospital or that you could die, right? Those are the things that we really don't want happening to our loved ones, ourselves. And so that's what you want to focus on. And really, all of the vaccines that are coming out have really equally great numbers at that. So that is the statistic that I think us in the infectious disease community wish was kind of highlighted by the media. And if you're kind of faced with thinking about what vaccine should I get, should I wait for this other one, that's not the right move. The right move is whatever you can get get it now. That is going to help not just you and your family be protected, but really the entire nation and the world get to a place where we can put the pandemic behind us.
But what if you have an underlying medical condition? Aren't you going to want to get the most effective vaccine?
It's a good question. You know, actually, most of these vaccines are actually recommended for most people with comorbidities, such as, you know, maybe heart disease, cancer. You know, we've been in the hospital, and people here in the hospital are here with something that made them sick enough to come into the hospital, and we're giving folks that are here a vaccine. So I think that that's a great question. Definitely talk to your doctor if you have any questions about it, but we are seeing that most people do well and are protected after getting the vaccine.
What is the COVID scene at Michigan Medicine these days?
Yeah, good question. So a lot of people, and this is what you want to try to avoid, and we feel for the people who, we know all of the people that we know that unfortunately the vaccine wasn't around yet, and think of all the people that we know have dealt with this. A lot of people that we're seeing in the hospital are actually people who got infected with COVID not recently, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, and are still dealing with some of those effects. So that's the thing to remember, is rather than waiting to get a vaccine that might have 0.1% chance, you know, better, I think it's better to remember that if you can, try to stay out of the hospital. That's really the most important thing at the end of the day.
Is it manageable now? We have heard along the way, well, beds are full and it's filling up, and that was a big concern, that the hospitals would not have capacity or be able to care for COVID patients. Is it under control at this point?
Yeah, I think that we have definitely made headway. There's less and less people, which is good, sick enough with COVID in the ICUs. But, you know, at the same time, we are still seeing cases, new cases here. We're seeing it nationally. And so we're not quite there yet where you can kind of relax, take your mask off, you know, go hang out with a bunch of people that are unvaccinated. We're not there yet. It's going to be a slow road, and we're making progress, but it's slow.
You work inside the hospital, so I don't know if you're able to step back and really take in the impact this past year has had on the hospital and the people that work there, or have you. Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I you're right. I think that something that I can't relate to is working from home, because I've been in the hospital almost every day. And being here, I think that you see kind of the fatigue that is kind of out in the community. It's here too. It's hard eating lunch. You know, you don't want to eat next to your coworkers with your mask off if someone's unvaccinated. And so those are some of the things that have been difficult. I think everyone was very encouraged as vaccines started coming out. I think that there was a surge of positivity. But, you know, we at the same time in the hospital do still see patients with COVID. And so that's the message that we would want to get out there, is, you know, we feel the same way. We want things to get better as well.
Are variants still a concern? We heard originally when the first variant was in Ann Arbor near the University of Michigan. Is that still increasing and still a concern for you?
So variants are, you know, I think one way to think about variants is it is all a mathematical equation, right? So the more people that get vaccinated, the less important variants become. So as a general public member, the way I would think about it is if you're vaccinated, you're protected much more against variants than you would be without a vaccination. And as more people get vaccinated, the virus overall becomes weaker and weaker. So we do have a weapon against variants, and that is vaccination. And if you haven't been vaccinated yet, variants should remind us that we should continue to follow some of those public health measures, making sure we're washing our hands, wearing masks. If you think about, you know, how effective that's been, we've seen so much less flu this year. And so, you know, we know these things work.
So first of all, Dr. Pal Patel, we want to thank you and all your colleagues at Michigan Medicine and all the hospitals and doctors in the area who have been so diligent and strong this past year as we have moved through this pandemic. I want to end with, do you have a sense of history that you have been in the middle of in all of this?
That's a really great question. I think it's sometimes it's hard when you're in the middle of it, but I ended up being one of the first people. My name got picked out of a lottery to get the vaccine. And when they picked it, they were like, you know, this is a historic moment. You're getting the vaccine. And I hadn't thought about it that way because we had been just so much in the midst of everything. And so I think everyone should think of it that way. You know, it truly is historic. The scientific community was able to come up with these effective vaccines so quickly. And so there's been a lot of bad news, but there's good news too. And everyone should make history by getting their vaccine.
Dr. Payal Patel, Michigan Medicine Infectious Disease Specialist, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much.